tons of problems in the country of Haiti. And if you followed this really closely, you know how concerning all these issues are. Here's the former U.S. ambassador to Haiti, Pamela White, speaking yesterday with CNN's Christian Amanpour.
We've been dealing with the gang takeover now for at least 2 years. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. Those of us who love Haiti have seen it degenerate into total chaos. There's no government in Haiti. There's no elected government or legitimate government in Haiti. There are just people roaming the streets in total chaos. It is a failed state. It is not going to be a failed state. It is a failed state. And the children are suffering. The women are being raped and kidnapped.
It's quite terrible, and it needs its documented attention, that's for sure. Canada recently announced $123 million in funding to improve security in Haiti. This wasn't even about food and shelter. This was about improving security. Who knows exactly where that money went? It'll be impossible to document. Jack Cunningham is the Program Director of Contemporary International History at the University of Toronto, is kind enough to join us now. Thanks for coming on, Jack.
My pleasure, Greg. Good to be with you.
What do you make of this latest crisis in a nation that probably since you and I have been teenagers has felt like it's been in crisis? It feels like it's been in crisis all throughout the 70s, 80s, 90s, and now.
Arguably, Haiti has been in crisis for most of its history since the 17th century. And I have to agree with the ambassador. It is now a failed state. There is no effective state apparatus. There is a political vacuum. And these armed gangs are now the major political forces on the island. Even evacuating the Canadians who are still there is going to be very difficult because the armed gangs have shut down the airport, control the ports, which they are looting, control all the roads. You cannot set foot outside your house on the street without risking being kidnapped. So even getting the Canadians out of there is going to probably require the use of force to connect with them and get them out.
Why have they never been able to make, I won't even say democracy work, why have they never been able to make government work? They border the Dominican Republic. Jamaica is to the west. And whatever differences we might even have ideology with even those governments, there's order in those countries. Why has Haiti never been able to pull this off, Jack?
Well, it has had order under the Duvalier dictatorship, but that came at the price of living under a pretty nasty regime. Part of the problem here is that there are actually a multitude of political parties in Haiti, but none of them commands much popular support. None of them has much organizational infrastructure, and there is profound political polarization. Even when you have elections, and some people are proposing fresh elections as a solution, the problem is that the losers of the election do not accept the results. That's been the recent history of Haiti, and I don't believe that any fresh elections would lead to a different result.
What do you see as the international involvement and our requirements maybe in Canada with giving money or aid to Ukraine? There's a definitive goal, even with something as complex as Israel vis-a-vis Hamas. There are decided goals. When we give money to Haiti, I think some people feel like, again, as I said, there's no way to track it. There's no way to document it. And we're not sure. We're just not giving money to the bad guys. What do we do?
Well, we would be giving money to the bad guys in most cases because the gang simply controls so much. It's hard to see what good path ahead there is. You're quite right. The money that's given is largely thrown down a rat hole with no accountability. And in terms of international intervention from outside, I suspect the Haitian population would deeply resent that. Mm-hmm. They have a history of being subjected to it. They don't like it. But on the other hand, leaving them to their own devices won't work either. I suspect that creating order in Haiti would probably require a prolonged full-scale military occupation with martial law. And I don't think any outside actor has the stomach for that.
We have 40 seconds. Is it one of those scenarios as well where taking in Haitians via immigration purposes, do we have to be really careful about who we're taking just because of this concern about gangs and criminals?
We do have to be careful. I mean, Haiti is collapsing into violence. And perhaps it may be that the most we can do is prevent the violence from spreading elsewhere. And if we bring in immigrants with ties to these various rival gangs, that could be a problem, a serious problem.
Jack, I really appreciate your insight on this. It was lovely to chat, and I hope we get to do it again. Thanks for this morning.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Take care.
You bet. Program Director of Contemporary International History at the University of Toronto. Smart dude. Really appreciate him giving us some insight in those few moments on our experience with Haiti. And yeah, like, if you were thinking, we're throwing money down, as he described it, a rat hole with no purpose. It's not saving any lives. It's just going right into the hands of the people we least want to have it. Then we need to rethink.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.